Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With us again is Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences. Charles C., how can wheat producers prepare for success this growing season?
I would encourage producers to start scouting early and continue that process throughout the growing season. Identifying weed species in the field is critical to determining the best weed management program. With the current commodity prices, growers are wanting to get the most out of their inputs. Each season brings upon different challenges, but a proactive approach to weed control can certainly set growers up for success. As I travel throughout my territory, I can find mirestail in nearly every wheat field. I would have to say it's the biggest broadleaf weed issue we have in my geography. So to have a herbicide like Culex that performs exceptionally well on not only mirestail, but other broadleaf weed species such as henbit and mustards is truly a game changer. Culex also provides the tank mix flexibility to broaden that weed spectrum up by adding 12 to 16 ounces of MCPA for those tougher to control weeds, such as Virginia pepperweed, cutleaf evening primrose, and field bindweed.
And you can learn more by visiting flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Good group of Oklahomans are at the 2018 Wheat Quality Council annual meeting in Kansas City this week. Among those at the meeting, Don Schieber, a member of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, wheat producer from North Central Oklahoma. He had the opportunity to talk about current wheat crop conditions and the dry weather that we've suffered really since last fall in many parts of the Oklahoma hard red winter wheat country.
Well, I farm in four different counties in Oklahoma. Two of the counties got very little. I had 6 tenths at my place yesterday, and I've got some land in the Tulsa area, and we got over an inch of rain over there, so we're in pretty good shape there. The wheat in our area is very small, so, and it's dormant right now, so it's not really using a whole lot of moisture, but we've got fairly decent subsoil moisture, but it, right on top it's pretty dry. But further west you go, the worse it gets, and there's probably a lot of wheat in those areas that not going to make it.
Don Schieber, Oklahoma wheat producer, member of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission at the 2018 edition of the Wheat Quality Council annual meeting up in Kansas City. In our nation's capital, actually just across the river from the District of Columbia in Virginia, the 2018 Ag Outlook Conference of the U.S. Department of Agriculture happening yesterday and today. Yesterday, they heard in the opening session from Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, who talked about the state of agriculture here in the United States, and he says there are some worries.
Farmers, ranchers are facing pretty serious challenges these days. Commodity prices have fallen while the cost of operations have increased. Farm income is projected in 18 to be down another 6.7%. That's not a path to prosperity.
Dr. Robert Johansson, the chief economist at USDA, unveiled planting numbers that USDA is assuming right now for the 2018 crops. They're expecting 90 million acres of soybeans, 90 million acres of corn to be planted this year. Wheat acres up by about 1% to 46.5 million acres nationally, and cotton acres expanding to 13.3 million acres across the U.S. Numbers being predicted yesterday at the USDA Ag Outlook Conference. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Apache Livestock Cow Sale Saturday, February 24th at Apache Livestock Market, Apache, Oklahoma. Some 600 to 800 cows and pairs will be available, and the sale is still taking consignments, featuring cows from Chevy Brown, Phelan Ranches, and Dennis Olson Hereford Bulls. For more information or to see videos or descriptions, go to the website www.apacheauction.com or call 888-926-9696. Apache Livestock Cow Sale, Saturday, February 24th.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.